Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 24th day of Sivan, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masech Gittin, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Vov. Our Mishnah continues to talk about a person who says, write a get for my wife. Misha hoya mushlach laboyer, a person who was thrown into a pit. Ba'omar, and he said, from the deep in the pit, kola shomeyais koiloi, anyone who can hear me, yichtav get lishtoi, should write a get for my wife. Hare'elo, the people who are listening to his voice, yichtavu v'yitnu, shall write it and give it. The Gemara explains this is the case even if they don't recognize him. But as long as he told in the voice call, he said his name, the name of his wife, where he lives, or where she lives. And the reason we allow the get to be written is because during the time of Sakona, where there is a danger that he might die in the bar, you can write it, the get, and give it, even though they don't recognize him. The Rambam goes further to say that even if they drew him up out of the pit and they couldn't recognize his body, the get will still be kosher. This is considered a time of sakana, where you can write and give, even though they don't know or recognize him. Habori sha'omar, kis v'get li'ishti. A healthy person, however, who says, write a get for my wife, but he didn't add the word tenu, give it. Rotzal Sachikba says the Mishnah, this is a man who's only playing around, teasing. But he doesn't really mean they should give the get. Masa Babariacha, there was a story with a healthy man. The Gemara explains that we have to insert something here. Chsura Machsa, the Mishnah is actually missing something. We have to supply the following words. Im hoichiach sofer al telosa, if the end shows what the beginning was like, in other words, if it shows, if we can tell that he really did mean to give a get, then it will be a get. And to prove this, there was a story with a healthy man, Sha'omar, who said, Kisvu get l'ishti, write a get for my wife. He did not conclude with the word utnu, and give it. V'ola l'rosh agag, and he went up on the top of the mountain after they'd written the get and given it to his wife. V'nofal, he fell v'mace, and he died. And then, Omar Raman Shimon ben Gamliel, Amru Chachamim, the Chachamim said, it depends. Im me'atz menofal, if he did it himself, he threw himself off the roof in a clear act of suicide, hariz a get. Then we say the get that he was given, based on his words just beforehand, write the get for my wife, will be a valid get. Why? Because even though normally a healthy man who doesn't add the word give it, we don't follow those instructions, we don't actually give it. But here, it showed clearly when he said, write the get for my wife, he was already in the frame of mind to commit suicide. And therefore we say that he for sure meant to give the get as well. Why didn't he add the word give it? Because he was panicking with what he was about to do, the disaster. However, im haruach tuchaato, if however he was blown off the roof with a wind, not because of suicide, he was a healthy man and still in his right mind, ain't a get. Then we say it's not a get if they give a get just on based on his words of write the get. Because we can say that when he said kis v'get l'ishti, we can say he did not intend that they should give it. And that's why he didn't have the word tenu, because he was bari. He was in fact healthy and in a healthy state of mind as well. He never intended that they should give the get. And therefore she will be an almana, she will be a widow, not a grusha, not a divorcee. Mishnah Zayin. Omer l'shnayim, if a person, a husband, said to two people, t'nu get l'ishti, give a get to my wife. He didn't say kisvu utno, he didn't say write it and give it, but he just said give it. Oi, or l'shlosha, he told three people, kisvu get usnu l'ishti, write the get and give it to my wife. He said explicitly write it. In both of these cases, hara'elu yichtuvu v'yitno, they must, the people who heard this, who received this message, must write it themselves, the get, and must seal it themselves. They're not permitted to get a sofer, to get a scribe to write it and seal it, and get other edim, because the husband has made them his agents, his shluchim, them his witnesses. And a shlech cannot make another shlech just like that. However, omar lishlosha tenuget leishti, what happens if he says to three people, without the word writing the get, he says, give a get to my wife. But since he didn't say write it and give it, They are permitted to tell other people, instruct other people to write it and give it. Because we can say that the husband has made them a beistin. He never intended them to do the job themselves. He grabbed three people around. He told them, give a get to my wife. But he basically meant arrange the get for my wife. And therefore they're able to instruct other people to do it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Meir, who holds that when it's three people and he didn't say write it, well, then it means he's appointing them as a beis din to take care of the get, not that they personally have to write it and give it. However, and this halacha was halacha that Rabbi Chanina brought back from the prison, meaning when he went to visit Rabbi Akiva, who was locked up in the prison. I have a tradition that when a husband tells three people to get leishti, that they can instruct others to write it and give it mipnei shason beis din, because effectively he's made them a beis din to take care of it. And this was a support for the words of Rabbi Meir. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Numeinu la-shaliach, we told the shaliach, we told Rabbi Chanina, who was the bearer of this message, Afonu mekabalan, we too have a Kabbalah, we too have a tradition, and we have received from our teachers, Shafilu Omar le-beistin ha-godol shebirushalayim to nuget leishti. And even if a husband says to the beistin, the great court in Yerushalayim, the Sanhedrin ha-godol, give a get to my wife, they're not permitted to tell anybody else to write it. And if they're not expert in writing get and they don't know how to do it, they're like a new beistin who haven't learned yet the laws of how to write and give a get, well, Sheyulmido, let them learn, v'yichtavu v'yitno. Let them learn and write it and give it. They themselves have to carry out what the husband says, and they cannot give this job over to someone else, to other people. Omar la'asara, finally says the Mishnah, if a person, a husband says to 10 people, kiss forget le'ishti, write a get for my wife. But he didn't say, kulchem k'so kisvu, he didn't say all of me write the get. He just says, 10 people, write a get for my wife. Echot Kosef, one should write it, one of the 10. Ushnaim Kosefin, two of the 10 can sign it. And then that's fine, like any get. But if he adds the words and he says, Kulchem Kisvu, he says to 10 people, all of you write a get for my wife. Echot Kosef, one writes it, V'chulam Kosefin, but all of them have to sign, because that was his intention. He wants all of them to have their print, their name on that get. Therefore, if one of those witnesses, one of those 10, dies before he gets a chance to sign on that get, how is a get bottle? We say the get is null and void because it wasn't carried out with the instructions of the husband.